In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have news for you. Pontius Pilate did the right thing. Perhaps I'd better explain. Researchers recently have found that washing your hands can wipe away doubt and put the mind at rest after making a difficult decision. We are here in the realm of our deep psychological need for ritual, for symbolic actions that bring reassurance and comfort. We all know, for instance, that a brief, quiet hug can do more for someone who is upset than a lecture, or indeed a sermon, on the causes of their distress. Actions speak louder than words. And our worship invites us to join in with rituals and symbolic actions that are intended to reassure, to comfort, to give us resources to engage with the challenges of discipleship in everyday living. In short, our worship gives us resources for healing and for living. And it's good to be reflecting on this today as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And the first thing to note about this event is that it happened when the disciples were gathered together. The Holy Spirit, you see, is about building and strengthening a community, the church. To be a Christian is to belong to the church. And through its worship, the church is a healing place. The simple fact that we gather is part of the healing, for as it says in Chapter 2 of Genesis, it is not good for a person to live alone. The nature of the gathered community in the upper room is also an important symbol of healing in itself. Judas was no longer there, of course. He was unable to accept the healing that Christ offers. But the others were there. Ones who had denied and deserted Jesus in his hour of need. And then the Holy Spirit came down and redeemed their situation. He saved the day. And notice the verbs I'm using. Saved. Redeemed. And think of the community here. Or any congregation gathered at the altar, eating and drinking, as we know from everyday life, are important symbolic events in themselves. Just think of some of those photographs we saw of the sleepover. Because that very act of eating and drinking together is a time when the bonds that unite us are established or strengthened or renewed. We may think of the importance of meals in the Gospels. These meals were not exclusive events enjoyed by the righteous. They were meals at which Jesus ate and drank with tax gatherers and sinners. And it is perfectly obvious that these meals are meant to teach us about the great feast to come, when many shall sit and eat in God's kingdom, as it says both in Mark chapter 8 and Luke 13. So when we see the church gathered around the altar, what we actually see is a preview of heaven. This fragile, fractured and fractious community that we call the church is actually a community of sinners who have been saved, of lost sheep who have been found. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Ritual acts which show that our worship is focused on the Lord, the one who gave himself, so that we become his community, saved, healed, made whole. Our communion with him, in solidarity with other saints and sinners, maintains us in the fellowship of the redeemed. And it is the Holy Spirit which makes these transformations possible. At Pentecost, he transformed those frightened men into fervent missionaries. At creation, he brought order out of chaos. At every celebration of the Eucharist, he transforms our poor offerings of bread and wine so that they become the body and blood of Christ. In the Eucharist, we pray also that he will transform us, the Church, that we too may be the body of Christ. In the Eucharist, we pray that the Father will send his Holy Spirit upon us and upon the bread and the wine at the altar, so that, like the disciples in the upper room, this community may be one that is healed, overshadowed by his life-giving power and kindled with the fire of his love. We pray, that is, that the Holy Spirit will set us free from our fears, that he will bring order into the chaos of our lives, that he will show us Christ in others and reveal to others Christ in us. Amen.